Welcome back to Master of My Fate, where I interview creatives, entrepreneurs, and free thinkers. On this episode, we have a conversation with Dannyverse, a young and talented DJ from Newark, New Jersey. Enjoy.
Hey. So, Danny boy, we got you on Master of My Fate. Thank you for getting on. How you feeling?
It's a pleasure to be here, brother.
Definitely. So, it's currently 11:50 p.m., I got you in the working. Late night. You just got to work. But, you know, right off the bat, I like to get into, like, the story of the guest that I'm talking to. So I want to know more about you. Like, who is Danny Castillo? Tell me about
Danny
you.
Danny Castillo. Just Daniel Castillo? Just a regular kid that goes to King University and works at a taco spot, bro. And does a hustle, back, like a little side hustle, DJing and production, music production.
Where are you from?
I'm from Newark. Well, nationality, Ecuadorian, bro.
Okay.
Straight from Quito.
Right. Shout out Ecuador. I have a lot of Ecuadorian friends.
Hey. And I live in Newark right now. Been here for about 10 years. Yeah, 10 years.
So you were born in Ecuador?
Yeah, I was born in Ecuador back then.
Nice.
I came here when I was eight, nine-ish, around there.
Right.
And it's already, you know, time flies. 10 years in. I have to do my whole thing now.
Yeah. How old are you?
I'm 19.
So I'm really curious. How did you become a DJ?
Well, my dad was a DJ. I didn't even know he was a DJ, right? And then I don't know where he's like, I have a gig. I'm like, what? You have a gig? What's up? Let's go, right? And then he went. This was like back in the days when he used to DJ with all CDs and vinyls and all that.
Right.
Like he was that guy, bro. He was that guy. But then I saw him. He was getting the crowd pumped, and I'm like, okay, I see you. Like what? Like, I never knew my dad was like, we'll do this, right?
Right.
And then I got a little bit more interested. Well, my brother did get interested first than me. I was like, nah, it's whatever, right?
Right.
But then he got it interested, and then he hooked me on.
So being a DJ is kind of, is a family thing?
Basically. So far, yeah, because my dad started it, and then he, off the bat, once my brother and I did our thing, that's right. When we created our company, we were like, we could do something about this.
Right.
And then our company named Total Entertainment.
Right. What's it called?
Total Entertainment.
Total?
Yeah, Total. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And then we just kept going after that. My dad stopped. He let us take the gigs. We kept practicing, you know. And that's how it started, bro, honestly.
Right. You used to go by the name of DJ Roar.
Yeah.
But now you changed it to DJ Dannyverse. Talk about why.
Why?
You changed it, yeah.
A lot of people ask me why. This is like my first official answer, bro.
Tell me. Let's put it out right now on this show.
Okay. Okay, so Roar was like a little thing, right? Like a little buzz. You can call that a buzz. I was like, let's see if people actually fucks with it, right? If it's...
Right.
And then they did. So after they did, I was like, damn, I didn't want to keep this name. Like, I was just doing it off a buzz. And then I realized, if people think I'm going to change my name, like, will the love still be there? Or, like, it was just for that guy, you get me? Like, Roar. So it was, like, a little theory that I was trying to do. I'm like, should I change it? If I not? Some, like, people were like, well, like, what is going on? Like, I had people thinking, like, is he going through some things, changes, anything like that.
Right.
And I was like, and you know, I'm going to just let people think. But my thing was, if I change this, will my numbers go down? Will the love I have for, like, people have for who I am, who I am still, like, will that change? And it didn't, bro. It grew a little, it grew more.
Right.
Like, Dannyverse is doing more things so far, like, number-wise.
Right. You get me? What were some of the immediate challenges that you faced when learning how to mix music?
Reading crowds.
Really?
If you're a DJ, you know reading a crowd is the hardest thing you ever have.
I took the time to go through your SoundCloud.
Yeah.
And I jammed out to some of the mixes that you published. Damn. And I noticed that you have a variety of different sounds, ranging from Spanish music like bachata, uh-huh, to straight up hip hop and rap, to even funky Brazilian music.
Yeah.
Would you say that growing up in Newark, that this three-way flavor of sounds had influenced the music choices that you have during your sets?
Of course, bro. Totally. Bro, ever since I went to the Amba, like, played some Brazilian funk, the first day they asked me that, I'm like, what is that, bro?
Yeah.
You hit me with some random shit, I'm like, damn, I don't have that. But you know, if you're a DJ, like, dedicated, you gotta prepare yourself for your next one, right?
Right.
So when I came back and did another Brazilian party, I had them blasting. I have blasting this Brazilian funk. But I did my research, right? I do my research in every before I go to a party.
Right.
Just so I know what I'm going to go. Like I know what my crowd will be. You get me? So
yeah.
I'm trying to be as versatile as possible with this.
That's actually pretty impressive because, like, when I listen to when I was going through your SoundCloud and I listened to this like Brazilian funk, I'm like, yo, this guy is definitely from the Ironbound. But you're not from the Ironbound, and it's funny because I'm from the Ironbound, right? Yeah. So I grew up in the Ironbound, so I'm familiar with like those Brazilian sounds, right?
Yeah.
And so I was bumping to like your Brazilian funk mix where you mixed MC Bola, Ela Nawanda, Ella, this feel like that was my shit growing up. So I was like, yo, this guy's definitely from the Ironbound. But you're not. But you're not from the Ironbound.
A lot of people do think I'm from the Ironbound, but I hit them not.
Wow, props to you, man. You did your research really good. So you're mentioning a lot of like the psychological aspects of DJing, like understanding people. But can you talk to me a little bit about the technical aspects of it, because DJing can get very technical. It's literally technology in front of your face. You have this mixing setup. Like sometimes I look at a mixing setup and there's like 1,000 buttons and like I personally don't know what the fuck any button does.
Yeah.
So when it came to learning all that stuff, like what was that like?
It was literally, I just watched YouTube videos, bro, to see like what they will do in the program itself, not what they would do with their hands.
Right.
But I just will see what they do in the program itself. Like, okay, they're matching this line with this line. And then like, I tried it myself and it kind of worked. Like I was watching how they will like make sounds together.
To wrap it up.
Go ahead. Hit me.
I want to know, what advice could you give to someone right now who also wants to be a DJ?
Start now. Like, don't overthink yourself. Just do it. Like, the sooner you get it done, like, learning the intro, because when the first thing, you're going to be like, what the fuck? How is he moving so quick? Oh, literally, I had an event. This last Friday. And they had this other DJ, Patrisky. His name is DJ Patrisky. He was just starting. I didn't know. But they wanted him to DJ because he was big on the Brazilian part. And there was a lot of Brazilian. Like, more, he knew more than I knew. Right. And he made my music, like, my playlist, seem mainstream to what he had in Brazilian.
Okay. So he was more niche than you were.
Yeah. But he did just started. It was like, what, his five months in, he told me personally, he was like, I was watching you DJ and I didn't know what the fuck you were doing. You were moving too quick. I don't know how, but when I saw him DJ, I knew that I started, like, I was like, damn, he doesn't know a lot, like, but he's doing his thing. Like, he got the crowd pumping. He was doing his thing, so he started now. You get me?
Yeah.
That's basically my tip. Start now. Don't wait.
I love it, bro. DJ Dannyverse, young, fresh, and ready to take on the world. Thank you for getting on this video call with me.
Sure, bro.
The way I like to end this show is by having the guest look straight at the camera, say their name, followed by, I am the master of my fate. So you would say, my name is DJ Dannyverse, and I am the master of my fate. So go ahead.
My name is DJ Dannyverse and I am the master of my fate.
Perfect.
Bro, thank you. Thank you, bro. I respect this. Thank you.
Awesome, bro. All right, man. Be safe.
Hey everyone, JT here. Thanks for tuning into this episode of Master of My Fate. If it brought any value to you, please follow us on Instagram and or Twitter at Sly Ponder. That's SlyPonder. It would also mean the world if you subscribed to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/SlyPonder. You could also connect with me on Instagram and or Twitter at JTorresFilms. Once again, thanks for your time, and I'll catch you on the next episode. Peace.